This is the BBC.
Here's Thursday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, Innuendo Bingo, with the amazing but extremely nervous Becky Hill. She scoffed loads of yoghurt before to prepare. I think I've slightly annoyed Alice Levine on today's Real or No Real. And so many people have been sending me their small issues before coming to Hull with us. So I thought I'd start our new feature, hashtag Big Weekend Problems. Scott Mills, BBC Radio. Scratchy throat is on today.
Yeah, I've got that as well, but we haven't been kissing, so why have I got it as well?
I don't know, it's really weird. It's like blades in the throat. Hope you're okay today. This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. So, this is the plan. Alice Levine will join us for Real or No Real. That's always a good laugh at 3:40. Where are we at with bangers this week?
Oh.
2:40 that I'll be on.
I need to recount the score on that one. I assume I'm winning.
Why would you assume that?
I just think I've had better songs this week.
No, I don't agree. Anyway, that's at 2:40. Well, we'll work out the score. Do you know what? Someone will text in now and tell us, because we don't take any notice. Good. And then at 1:45.
Yeah.
Sorry, completely lost my mind. Innuendo Bingo with Becky Hill. Love Becky Hill. She is our tune of the week, which she was raving about on social media yesterday. We've loved her for a long time.
Mm.
Incredible voice.
And it's amazing now, because now she's got stuff which is just hers. Rather than being a featured artist on other massive songs that she's done, feels like this is her music now.
Totally. And she is the funniest. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to this.
How has she not done Innuendo Bingo before? Why has it taken this long?
Probs, because Popstar Diaries. Very hard to fit in. 1:45 today. Becky Hill on Innuendo Bingo. I'm really looking forward to that, you know.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
So I've just seen Becky Hill tweeted just now that she is stress eating yogurt because she's so nervous. Why so nervous, Becky Hill?
And why stress eating yogurts? Like, don't do that.
I reckon the first time anyone plays Innuendo Bingo, they get the... They get the chills a little bit. They get a bit scared.
Hey, that's a good idea. We should do it with yoghurt.
See, I couldn't be wolfing down yoghurt just before Innuendo Bingo. It's a lot of dairy to intake.
Well, I'm going to be the one
that spits out on you.
The thing is, I'm the one that's going to be punished for that situation.
Oh, Becky, don't be nervous. We'll have hugs. It'll all be fine. First Innuendo Bingo today with Becky Hill at 1:45.
I'm going to drench her.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Can we not give Becky Hill any more yoghurts, please? She'll be mullered. See, that's the lolathon for you, isn't it?
She
it never
could,
goes away.
She should do the adverts. You know, the one where you lick the lids?
Yeah.
Oh. Seductive way, sort of.
Chris Oliver Hempstead, thanks for that joke. I can't claim it for myself.
Scott Mills.
Becky Hill, hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for having me.
That's okay. Is there anything I can do, because I saw you a bit stressed on the Twitter there. Anything I can do to make you less stressed right now, Becky?
No, nothing at all. I'm all right now, I'm here.
Are you?
Yeah.
Is it the anticipation of the game of Innuendo Bingo, or just coming in here? Is that a bit weird? Or?
Generally, Radio 1 freaks me out quite a lot.
Does it? Why?
Because I have this thing where I just want you guys all to like me. And
but we do.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
we do.
We find we've been a little bit weird with how we've liked you, because we've liked you for a long time.
I think we've taken it too far sometimes.
At one point, we were even, we were DJing some of the same places that you were, say, performing at a week later, and we were leaving you notes.
You were! Oh my God, do you know how I was nearly reduced to tears. Generally, I didn't think that was weird. I mean, I can see how other people would think it was a bit weird, but
also,
I didn't. I
Scott, do you remember when we wrote that note? It was probably quite late at night.
It was.
I can't even imagine what the message said.
I don't know. I think we probably just gushed a bit.
Yeah.
Hi, Becky, we love you.
Well, it's on my shelf at home.
Is it?
Yeah. I kept
Serious?
It. Yes, of course.
Oh, that's so good.
Because I got so gassed.
I love how much you love Radio 1. So, Rude Love is our tune of the week. So, that's on every day. Just great. So, working with Emenike again.
Yeah. Haven't stopped, really.
Yeah.
We've been busy. But I didn't really... I wrote bits of it, but generally I found Rude Love how it was. We were just in studio and some guy walked in. He's like, oh, I used to do loads of producing with him when I was younger. We were just messing around. Press play on Rude Love. And I was like, oh, right, just messing around.
Yeah, that's just messing around there.
Yeah, cool. Okay. I mean, my messing around is like farting into a microphone, not creating bangers.
You actually do that?
No, I don't.
I was going to say, that would be an amazing sample, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and a really dirty microphone grill.
Yeah.
I'll have to do some washing. Sorry, I already started.
Fine,
this is my nervousness.
This is why I love you, Becky.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll play the track "Rude Love." Are you? I mean, obviously, when this, like, because it's on your own now, does that feel weirder to you and like more scared? Because you've often been on other people's tracks as well.
Nah, it feels. It's not feeling like I've been held back by the features I've done, but it's definitely not like, hey guys, here I am, look at me, I'm on stage. It's like, oh, there's somebody else that I'm doing this with.
And right.
Now it just feels a bit more like, okay, cool, you guys are here for me and this is what I'm doing now.
Cool.
So it's nicer.
What's it like doing this song live?
Fun, so yeah. Fun. I really get to do a few headbanging moments. I pulled a few muscles in my neck in my show.
From this song?
Yeah.
You have to recreate that for us when we play it now.
Yeah,
don't do it again. And how's your dairy intake at this point? Because we were about to spit water out. We're fine. Feeling dairy's gone down enough with the yogurt?
Well, I didn't help myself because I had I had a horrible image that I'd feel so nervous that I would projectile vomit.
I mean, that would be brilliant for the cameras. Honestly.
Yeah, but it's over me.
Yeah. Also good.
So not fun for me.
You've got your pig.
I've got piggy legs on today.
Yeah, he's got legs of pig. Who nearly walked out? That was good.
Jesse J didn't seem keen on the game. I don't think someone told her what was going on.
Yeah.
And then there was one of Towie who I think sort of did.
Well, she broke her nail. She didn't like it.
But we weren't fussed about that.
Scott Mills.
So Becky Hill's here playing Inuit Bingo. I think, Chris, Becky Hill is ultimate. Like, I need to stop calling you Becky Hill. That's weird you're here. I think Becky is ultimate pub goals.
Yes, totally. Can we do that at some point?
Please.
Pub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Beware.
I know. I can imagine that. You know when you can just tell? But it would be awesome.
Yeah, okay, well, next...
No work for next day.
Next gig.
Yeah. Okay, awesome. Yes!
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the game.
Oh, we could start now.
Oh, no.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay, please do not swear. The water will be wet at first, but just enjoy it. Enjoy the ride. This is Innuendo Bingo with Becky Hill.
Got tactics.
You've got tactics?
Got tactics.
Yeah.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, cool. What are they? Okay, right. So here we go. First, lots of water, please, in your mouths.
I'm really good at laughing with my mouth closed.
Excellent.
Doesn't work for this game.
No, just spray it out on him.
Ooh.
Don't use the bin, it's just for effect. We stopped using that about 4 years ago. First.
I genuinely have no spare pants today, Scott.
Oh. So luckily, I've got some.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
Have you actually?
I'm not letting you wear my pants. That's really weird.
That is weird.
Right.
Why the spare pants, though, Scott?
Just in case. Accident.
I've got a wipeable leather surface.
Yes, you have, actually, a surface. First, we're going to BBC Four for Tales of the Royal Wardrobe, which is a show about all the clothes worn by the royal family. Now, the Queen and the royal family have so many people working for them, but imagine if this was your job. I just didn't know she had one of these.
Elizabeth's vast clothing collection required a huge retinue of staff to look after it. One man was employed just to look after her muff.
What's your tactics?
They're not supposed to keep it in.
Choking.
Yeah, my tactics are choking.
Elizabeth's vast clothing collection required a huge retinue of staff to look after it. One man was employed just to look after her muff.
Got staff for everything. Okay, water please. Next we're going over to Inside Out Northwest on BBC One.
Wow.
For one of our favourite clips from last week. As much water as you can fit in there, please. And we join a very impressed Simon O'Brien. I mean, if I walk through one of these as big as this, I think I'd be impressed.
Wow. This is extraordinary.
It's impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Yeah.
What you just walked through is called the gash.
Becky, you need to spray him next time.
Yeah, he's getting me loads.
I know.
I'm trying to be polite.
No, don't be polite. This is not a game for politeness.
We're friends here, and
what you just walked through is called the gash.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please. You'll learn. Clip three, I think, will be the one.
Prisoners, don't you?
It's fine. You're a newbie.
God, I really thought that you guys would be nice, but okay.
We are nice.
Yeah, but I'm just spitting water at me everywhere.
Yeah.
It's all in my hair.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's going to take ages to dry.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Good job I didn't wash it.
Becky, I warn you, it's gonna get wetter. Yeah.
Okay, I mean, just aim it. For the leather, just like here.
The leather. Okay.
Okay.
She's just.
I'm being nice. I'm going
down. She's talking out loud to herself now. Now, Simon. Simon was there being shown around the Williamson Tunnels in Liverpool, and the entrances there are called a gash. There you go. Now, if you spot an innuendo, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going to obsessive compulsive cleaners on Channel 4. Now, the last time I checked, this show was about cleaning. Don't know really what's going on here, but sounds quite messy.
Oh, my God.
Really, really dangerous. But apparently, it's not so much the horns that get you, it's the back legs. Now, I would have thought, as he's tossed you off...
Oh, wow.
That's a good one, Scott.
It's a good one, that. I don't remember hearing that. Was that new? Excellent one there.
Well, I would have thought, as he's tossed you off...
Now, there's talk about riding a bull and getting thrown off there. On a show about cleaning, which I don't understand. You fine? You fine?
Where's she from?
I don't know.
Don't you know?
Oh. Now, The Fugitive on BBC One. A show that follows the police as they track down wanted criminals. Now, this isn't necessarily legal, but I wouldn't really do it in a police station.
District Agent Ferry Den Edel was at his desk.
I was in the police station when I was visited.
Visited. We all misheard that. That was Ferry Den Edel in the police station.
Not expecting that.
No. He was visited. If you listen to it closely.
Man.
I know, yeah.
Be listening.
I know, yeah, but it's visited. Didn't ever say anything else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. What was I thinking?
I know, right? Now BBC Radio 4. And one of our absolute favourites from the last few weeks on the Today programme. Now, news is always on, as we all know. Everybody does the news. And hard to stand out, I think, in such a crowded marketplace. But this is where Today comes into its own. They always ask the questions, a hard-hitting question, straight off the bat, like this.
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
That is a good question.
I know, right?
What should we know?
Good morning.
Hello.
What should we know about Fanny?
Straight in there. Straight, the first question.
No messing about.
First thing they say on radio. Now we're going over to Breakfast with Nikki Campbell on Five Live.
There's more. I'm going to take my socks and shoes off.
Not many more. Nikki is speaking to callers about the snap election that was announced earlier this week. Now, I'm no politics man myself.
No.
Water, please. But if they're putting this on television, spank my thigh and call me Nick Robinson.
What? What's the name of the clip?
What did you just say?
I said spank my thigh and call me Nick Robinson. If they're putting this on the TV and saying it's politics.
Mm-hmm. And the thing is, because she's a vicar's daughter, she hits the chances of their men and women in public on live radio and television mass debating either.
Five Live there.
On live radio and television, mass debating.
Having a debate, a mass debate there.
I enjoyed his pause. He tried. Yeah. He really tried.
Now we're going into the chase on ITV. The pressure is on when you're up against those chasers. Although here's a rare moment when it would appear that the Dark Destroyer has buckled under the pressure and blurted out just the first thing that came to his mind.
That 30,000 is so tempting, but I've always said if I went for the higher and I got back and we didn't win, I'd be fuming.
Yeah.
So I'm going to stick with the 7.
Sticking with the 7?
Yeah.
OK, 7 it is. Chaser.
You're the best 19-year-old I've ever come across.
Wow. In terms of quizzing, he means... And finally, on okay? Becky Hill, in your bingo.
Are you enjoying it?
I might have lost contact lens. Yeah, I mean, the walk home's going to be a bit difficult.
Oh, God.
I've got to get the tube. I'm not big time enough for a cab.
Please come back soon.
I'm going to get
We won't make you play this again.
Okay, thanks.
We'll just have a lovely chat.
Thanks. I'd like to.
I'd like that.
Thanks.
Okay, BBC Radio Humberside now. And we're joining a very interesting conversation about rabbits. Now, the people of Hull, where we're going for Big Weekend, have lots and lots of interesting local sayings. Never heard this one before myself, but I'm... Well, I'm just hoping it doesn't happen to me when we go to Big Weekend.
How many rabbits have you got?
Two house rabbits, yeah. But they are big rabbits and they do eat a lot.
Do they?
And they love broccoli.
Well, do you want me to pop round and shove a cucumber through your letterbox?
You don't like cucumbers?
Wow. That was...
Where did that come from?
I don't know. What? Why did you say
You think that? It's going to be something else and then that happens. Now, well, right, Becky.
They're irrelevant.
Not at all. Thank you. You're the best. And
you're the best.
Yeah, I'm sorry that we've completely annihilated your Indiebingo today, but hey.
It was always all good. Always.
But you know, that's the initiation done now, you know?
Right, am I in?
You're in. Becky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's Scott Mills.
Yes, Will, travelling from Torquay to Newcastle to see Ed Sheeran tonight. That is a long old way to go and see Sheeran. Was he not playing anywhere nearer? Tickets probably went, didn't they?
Yeah, that's probably it, yeah.
So you've got a long old drive, but Radio
It'll
1 all the way.
It'll be worth it, though.
It'll be totally worth it. So what, like 7-hour drive? Fine. Yeah. 7 hours back? Worth it for Sheeran. So Radio 1 all the way today. So much love for Becky Hill on every part of social media. Do you know the website Pop Justice?
Yes.
He's just been on going, can we all go to the pub together, please, with Becky Hill?
Well, let's do this. Let's actually make this a thing.
Richard from Nottingham says, Becky Hill is so needed for a Google game. I think I'm in love, says says this guy, Matt from Swindon. Yeah, she created quite a scene.
She's awesome. And her new song is amazing as well.
Here's a question. What do you think makes me the go-to DJ if you've got a slight issue about Radio 1's Big Weekend in Hull? What is it about me?
I think it's just like people think that you are the one organising everything. I think you're seen as the it's an interesting point. Why you as opposed to Grimmy or others? I think you do receive most of the kind of problems, complaints, things like that.
I've got a lot on email over the last couple of days. So I've got a new thing which I'd like to try out called hashtag Big Weekend Problems. Everything really, from people wanting Sunday tickets but getting Saturday and vice versa. It's like, well, you applied. I didn't apply for you. You definitely chose the wrong day.
I like everyone blames you.
Yeah, and being blamed for the shuttle bus not being near people's hotels, all that sort. So if anything else you want to send, I care, generally. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Hashtag Big Weekend Problems. We've got one which I received only yesterday, coming up soon. This is Marzikans.
What a hashtag. I'm sure the bosses are loving that hashtag. What is it again?
No, it's just ironing a few things out and then making it all smooth by the time we get to that weekend in May.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, I've just seen something brilliant. Do you remember Brenda from Bristol, who was the talk of the world earlier this week when she gave her views in the street in Bristol about the snap election? You remember Brenda?
Another one!
I don't think we do it justice. It's just how high she goes I'm obsessed with. Go on, Brenda.
Not another one!
I can't stand this. There's too much politics out there as there is at the moment. Why does she need to do it?
Yeah.
I've actually learnt it off by heart.
Brenda from Bristol, everyone was talking about her earlier this week. It's crazy. It's crazy some of the people I see talking about Brenda from Bristol.
Why
as
does
well.
She need to do it? So the guy that originally interviewed her, John Kay, this is, if you go on his Twitter, you'll see it. He's gone around Brenda's house and he's showing her the reaction around the world to...
Not another one!
And she cannot believe it. It's blowing her mind. He's like, look, there's a comment from America. Not America! Look, there's one from Australia. What? Australia!
It's lovely seeing her house as well, isn't
her
it?
Her house is absolutely as you would imagine Brenda from Bristol's house to be. It's everything.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Even down to the fireplace. Same one as my mum. Exact same, I've checked. Hello, Matthew.
Hello.
Hello, where are you?
I'm currently sat on the side of the road, driving back from North Wales to sunny Suffolk.
Okay, that's quite a long way. What, are you actually on the roadside now, are you?
Yeah, on the roadside now, so if you do hear a bit of traffic, I do apologise.
Okay, just watching the cars go by. What are you doing back in Suffolk then?
Well, we're from Suffolk originally, and all my family's up based in Wales, so I'm kind of travelling back. We're moving to New Zealand in about a week and a half, so me and my girlfriend, we drove up to see the family, so we're off on an adventure.
Oh, wow, so you decided to pack it all in and go to New Zealand?
Yeah, just give up.
Is this you or your whole family?
This is just me and my girlfriend. So me and my girlfriend are moving. I've had enough of the politics.
Yeah.
like Brenda from Bristol. Scott, it's a bit like... what's that show? Place in the Sun.
I was going to say.
I was hoping you'd done that.
You're like the ideal Place in the Sun couple because, especially after an hour of my time that I've invested in watching it, at least you're actually moving there.
Yeah, everyone else is kind of, no.
No, we think we'll stay in Corby, actually.
Too high.
Yeah, we like
to. We've had a thing.
We like the caravan in Wollongong in Australia, but no, it's not for us. Okay, right, so here is what I've got for you today. Mark Ronson.
That's quite funky.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh Wee by Mark Ronson. Needs to stop doing Brenda voice now, really.
We need Brenda.
Not another one?
Brenda from Bristol on bangers would. I mean, it even sounds good, that, doesn't it? All right, that's Scott's choice. You can have my choice today, which is this. Just when you thought you'd forgotten this song, Craig David, Big Nasty, right back at you.
Okay. This is sounding good. This is a hard one.
This is when the bass line drops, of course. A classic.
Not a classic. Out last year. Can't be a classic.
Not a classic.
Right, Matthew. Your last bangers, potentially, before you go to New Zealand, unless you download the very good and free from your app, Scott Mills Daily Podcast, available free from your app store.
Good plug. Okay. Well, it's very tricky. I'm normally... kind of I go with Chris normally. He does pull out some good songs on a regular basis.
It's like they've got a script.
it's tough. I think I'm going to have to go with Chris. We're driving home. We need an upbeat song.
Okay. This is for my ravers. Getting faded, ooh. This is for my ravers. I like it when he shouts out the wavy gang. Report to the dance floor.
You sort of forget some of those lyrics and they just come right back up. It's like regurgitating.
I also forgot about the sneaky Craig David. He gets in there.
All over your meh.
That was Craig David and Big Nasty. When the bass line drops on Radio 1, I don't know how I feel, really. I'm kind of like meh to it all.
What do you mean? Bangers in general?
No, I mean just today. I didn't really care which one won.
And that's the attitude you want?
No.
What do you mean? You're just today. You're just like, man, whatever, let's just get to Friday quick as.
You can't always be in the mood for it, can you? And today I'm just not.
You're not
going to lie.
Are you not bothered about doing this right now? Because there's plenty of people who'll take your place with that kind of attitude.
Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Always beware of those people.
I know, right?
They're lurking.
They're circling like
they're
sharks.
They're vultures.
I know. Mostly seen in the weekend waters.
Yeah, right.
You don't want them to, you know.
Right. They'll get a sniff
pop
of
through
this,
to the weekday
slot.
Sea.
Yeah.
I know, right? Okay. Positivity. That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
PMA. Scott Mills. Since we gave away all the tickets to Radio 1's big weekend in Hull, I've got to tell you, guys, I have been absolutely inundated with what some might call mundane issues about the technicalities of travel to and from Radio 1's big weekend. The shuttle bus is causing loads of people stress, understandably. What to do if you've managed to get a ticket online on the day that we gave them all away, and now you found out the replacement bus services are on that weekend in your area. What to do if you've got a ticket for a mate, and now they're just being like, oh, I can't afford it. I'm getting all of these. So I feel that, as maybe the most responsible DJ on Radio 1, that I should address these. And I'm going to call it hashtag big weekend problems because there's a lot coming in, okay?
So you just want to deal with these for people?
Yeah. Because you know, I love the technicalities of it.
But there's a lot of individual issues going on here.
Yeah, but some would say, oh, it's a time people are wasting your time. No, I don't think that. I love getting them.
This is the funny thing. I think a lot of people would expect that if they emailed you, it would just get totally ignored.
Yeah. But here's the first one I want to address today.
Hashtag big weekend problems.
Now, Jennifer has sent a letter to us. Thanks very much, Jennifer.
Hello.
Dear Scott, me and my best mate can't believe it. We're two of the lucky 50,000 people that managed to get tickets to Radio 1's big weekend in Hull. We're both huge Stormzy fans, so as you can imagine, we're incredibly excited. The only problem is, All of the hotels in Hull seem to be sold out. Scott, are you able to help us? Thanks, Jennifer. Hashtag big weekend problems.
Now, I know what some of you will be thinking. Why the hell is she asking a Radio 1 DJ to sort out the accommodation? But all absolutely fine. I'm here to help with your hashtag big weekend problems. Send them in.
But this is why you're perfect for this, because you love these kind of technicalities. You really care that each listener gets the bespoke service that they should be getting
honestly,
from the BBC.
I could not care more. If you want to send me your hashtag big weekend problem, you can email them to me at scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or just simply send a stamped address letter to Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1, New Broadcasting House, Portland Place, London, W1A 1AA. Thank you. So, Jennifer, let's see. All absolutely fine. I'm here to help with your problems. You might be thinking, how would Scott know the shuttle bus times, etc., or how far my accommodation is away from the site of the festival? You might be thinking, he's on Radio 1, why would he care if my friend is kicking off about how to split the petrol money for the journey? That's where you'd be wrong. So here we are, Jennifer. I can recommend to you the Whistle and Flute for your accommodation. Yes, it's 12 miles from Hull, but if you weigh up the cost of a Hull City Centre hotel right now, which, to be fair, have definitely surged their prices, but are nearer the site, it's about £200 currently for the night of the 27th in the city centre. Compare that with the price of a 12-mile cab fare out of the city centre to the Pig and Whistle, slightly out of town, I grant you, and above a pub, but it's four-star, with plenty of free parking and a flat-screen TV with some Sky channels.
You make above a pub sound like that's a bad thing. I would say, if anything, that enhances the room.
I said four-star, and the menu features such specialities as oven-baked salmon.
Four-star or four rosettes?
Four-stars.
Four-stars.
So we are, Jennifer, for you and a mate. This is for two people. In total, it's £41. Much better than spending £200 in the city centre there. If you've got any big weekend problems, send them to me via email or by stamped addressed envelope.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Are you normally here on a Thursday, Alice Levine, or have I got my old days mixed up?
I feel really thrown. I don't think I... It used to be a Wednesday, now a Thursday.
Right.
I don't know.
Did you change that, or...?
Is it 'cause the bank holiday? Does it shift me along a bit?
Okay, so maybe they've just changed your day.
Who's they?
I don't know.
The man.
I don't know. I don't know what goes on here anymore.
I don't think the big bosses are worried about which day I'm coming in to do real or no real.
You say that. They're all about the attention to detail here, Alice.
They are.
Anyway, should we play today's game?
I might as well while I'm here.
People with ginger hair are less sensitive to electric shocks and require larger amounts of anaesthetic during an operation.
Are you deliberately doing this every time now?
I don't know. I don't do them. They do them.
Well, none of us here are actually ginger, so...
Okay, so we need to just cover this again. Because last time I was here, it was like a hatchet job. It was an expose, essentially, where you said that I wasn't a real ginger. And do you know that somebody actually shouted at me? Shouted in the street.
Where?
You're not a real ginger!
No, they did
yes,
not.
Yes, sir.
That's terrible.
Oh, no.
So you have a lot to answer for. People have been texting and tweeting and stuff saying, I've just been lied to for years. I never lied about it. I just didn't... let's just not get into it.
It's all good PR.
Thanks.
But that is your whole kind of shtick, isn't it?
That's your whole... It's not my whole shtick. It's the colour of my hair. How depressing if that's my whole shtick.
No, but it is your gimmick.
I don't have a gimmick. What's your gimmick then? Oh, being like drunk and tanned. Yeah, but I...
yes! This is great.
Oh,
more of this.
The sass is on. I enjoy this.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so people with ginger hair. I don't know why there's a ginger fact in here, Alice.
Okay, fine.
They're less sensitive to electric shocks and require larger amounts of anaesthetic during an operation.
Well, actually, it's weird you say this, because today I gave an electric shock to somebody on the escalator when I was coming out of the station. I just grazed their hand on, you know, when you hold on to the rail, and I zapped him.
One side was going up, the other side was going down, right? So why are you putting your hands on people?
No, he was on the... he was on the...
That's a bit freaky.
I just feel lonely. No, he was on the same side as me, and I overreached and, like, connected with his hand.
Oh, how awkward.
That's so awkward.
And then you had to stand there.
And then I zapped him, yeah.
And did he do a jolt?
Yeah, and then we fell in love. We're marrying in the spring.
I'll be seeing him again. Can this be real, Chris?
I can't see why it would be, so I'm going to go no real on this one.
Alice Levine's.
The anaesthetic bit seems a little bit crazy. I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
What? Mm. I should know this being ginger.
It's right. It's true. Scientists have found it's due to a mutation in a hormone receptor that also affects hair colour, basically on the way to becoming like a superpower, like X-Men.
Oh, so maybe that's why I had the charge, because I'm an honorary ginger.
Totally. Now, you wait right there if you don't mind.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Alice Levine is here on Real or No Real today. Hiya.
Hiya. I thought it was Levine's.
It changes.
Okay.
Hey, I've just realised that we've just found out that we're going to be spending a bit of time together in Hull at Radio 1's big weekend.
Yes, we're going up very early for a little break.
Yeah. Should we make a week of it?
A little romantic getaway.
Yeah, East Yorkshire, me and you.
I'll pack a picnic for the train.
Chris is only there for some of it, so it'll be me and you in the afternoon.
Are you helicoptering in and out?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, sure, fine.
Okay, here's the next fact on today's Real or No Real.
Durex is expanding their product range in India to include jeans.
What is your preferred word for that? Prophylactic.
No. No, I just hate the word sheath.
Actually, so do I.
Sheath.
I mean, Durex isn't too clever either.
No, or...
I don't know why, it just gives me the...
I know, heebie-jeebies.
Yeah. What does it give you?
The willies, yeah.
Does it?
It does.
A little bit, yeah. It just makes me just go, whoa.
Why is that, though? Like, is it just an association thing?
I don't know. Do you know, I used to do quite a lot of work for this company.
What?
Uh-huh.
You kept them in business.
I did for a while. There's a lady, a lovely lady, actually. I've not heard from her for a while. Vanessa Ophir out there. Still saved on my phone as Vanessa Durex.
Do I dare ask, what did you do?
I just did some event hosting for them and some launches of their new products.
Launches,
and,
sure.
And DJing in that. But what did happen one time in a cafe really near here at Radio 1 was Vanessa Durex and me met up to discuss what the event was going to be. And she's like, right, so these are some of our new products in a busy cafe. And I'm like, could you not, please?
Could you pop those sheets away?
There's
thanks.
A time and a place. Like all, six or seven different
all the
products.
Innovations.
And she showed me at the table, at the cafe table, how they all worked.
I think that is what is fascinating about them, is the evolution. Because
yeah.
It's incredible. It is incredible.
The technology.
The technology involved now.
So is this true? There's now going to be... I think we're all skipping over the fact that this company are about to make jeans.
What?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I mean, that's full-on protection there, isn't it?
Is it like a sleeping bag?
Possibly, yes.
That is sexy, I suppose.
But safe.
But safe, yeah.
Why jeans, of all things? Like, if you're going to be a company like that, you'd get into helmets, wouldn't you? And, you know, safety.
Sure. Like high vis and stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Hard
yeah,
hats.
You wouldn't. Yes, exactly. Hard hats. You wouldn't. It's like really random going for jeans, isn't it?
Yeah. So is this real or not? Alice?
I mean, I don't know how somebody would come to make this up, and if they have, there's concern, isn't there?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say real.
Yeah, I don't understand why they're venturing to jeans, so I think this is no real. I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
See, told you.
Oh.
Completely true. The brand wants to capitalise on their strong youth brand in India by expanding into clothes. They promise that just like their other products, the jeans will be strong but elastic. No sign of them coming to the UK as of yet, just for India.
They're going to fly off the shelves, aren't they?
At the end of that round of Real or No Real.
Alice, you win. You got 10 points. I got nothing.
Say it one more time.
You got 10 points.
The other bit.
That you win.
That's good. Yes. Yeah, it's nice ring to it, hasn't it?
Are you still on Radio 1?
Are you being ridiculous?
I mean,
are you turning up this weekend, or is it Ryland?
Oh, just be quiet, both of you.
I'll take that as a yes.
See you in Hull, whatever. Do I still work at Radio 1? Why don't you take a long walk off a short pier?
Totally jokes. Are you on both days at the weekend?
No, I'm not.
Are you actually not?
I've got a work commitment on the Sunday.
Sure, Alice, Radio 1.
This is work, yeah?
It's so much fun, I don't think
it's
that
way. I know, right? I think that too.
It's so much fun, you don't treat it like work.
So join Alice for just the 3 hours between 1 and 4 on Saturday.
Shut up.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow, 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1 for Friday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.